For KAXE News, I report for America Corps member Stella Mayerhoff with the Up North Report. Two are in the Itasca County Jail facing charges of arson and insurance fraud, more than a year after a fire investigation in Reamer began. The Cass County Sheriff's Office stated in a news release that warrants for the arrests of 52-year-old Kevin Wagner of Hill City and 63-year-old Heather Perro of Grand Rapids were issued as part of a multi-jurisdictional investigation into the fire at the pub in Reamer. Wagner was the owner of the establishment. Court records indicate Perro worked there and the two were in a romantic relationship. Both are facing felony charges of aiding and abetting arson. Wagner is also facing an attempted insurance fraud charge. The pub burned down in April 2025. Investigators interviewed several employees of the bar who indicated the couple was facing financial difficulties, including challenges paying employees. During a forensic analysis of the fire, investigators determined the fire started in two unconnected areas of the structure, a storage area and the kitchen. Evidence of a heavy petroleum, such as kerosene or diesel fuel, was present in the storage room. Wagner and Perro made their first court appearances Thursday and are presently being held without bond. Republican gubernatorial nominee Lisa Damath has announced her plan to cut $1 billion from the state's general two-year budget. Emma Crabb has more.
Damath, who currently serves as the Minnesota House Speaker, announced her affordability plan at the state capitol on Tuesday. The Minnesota Reformer reports it would trim the general budget by about 1.5%. Damath says rooting out fraud in Minnesota social programs is a major focus of the plan. She says higher taxes are a result of flawed programs, with Minnesotan tax dollars being used to, quote, feed fraudsters. Her affordability plan would also allow schools and local governments to opt out of participating in the state's paid leave program, which provides nearly all Minnesota workers with paid family and medical leave. Damath did not rule out cutting full-time state employees to further trim costs. At the announcement, Damath refrained from denouncing tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. When asked, she said tariffs, quote, definitely have a purpose, but she hopes negotiations on tariffs resolve soon. According to the Reformer, the affordability plans of Damath's DFL opponent, Senator Amy Klobuchar, includes the construction of 100,000 new homes and a state tax credit for healthcare premiums. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
This year's wild rice season shows promise despite a shaky start. Minnesota DNR Wildlife Lake Specialist Ann Geisen says the harvest season is underway, but rice is ripening later than usual.
We did hit a cool spell or a cooler spell in August, and that might have slowed the ripening down a little bit.
Geisen says storms last week brought hail that damaged wild rice beds on some lakes. In certain areas, heavy winds blew ripe rice into the water before it could be harvested.
We look at that as that's the system telling us, you know, that it needed a break and it's retaining some of the rice for itself.
That's Kelly Applegate, Commissioner of Natural Resources for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. Applegate says there have been reports of low water levels early this harvesting season.
Some of the rice that I've seen out there, it looks really good. But the question is there enough water to float the canoes underneath it to harvest it? So I think that's what the biggest challenge will be for harvesters this year.
Leanna Goose went ricing on Boy Lake within the Leech Lake Reservation on Tuesday. She experienced that challenge firsthand.
The shore area, like, it was kind of mucky, so I really had to use my muscles to get out there. We had to maneuver to stay in the good rice, but when I was a kid, I just remember all the rice being good and we didn't really have to maneuver. The rice is definitely not as good as it used to be.
It's good harvesting practice to give rice beds that aren't doing well extra time to recover. Even with some challenges, Goose says she had a successful harvest.
Overall, it was a really good and beautiful day. It's really like healing for the soul to get out there, so I'm always grateful.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Stella Mayerhoff, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.